I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra opens their 2012-2013 season with a concert, Mozart and Tchaikovsky, conducted by David Bowden. They'll be in Tilson Music Hall on Saturday, September 29th at 7:30. Our guest is conductor David Bowden. David, you have a couple of unusual pieces here and a wonderful soloist for the concert. First, tell us a little bit about Neon and a Fantasy on Greek Songs that opens the concert.
Yes, this is a wonderful work. It's by Stephen Karidiannis. He is a conductor and composer, an absolutely wonderful composer, and he got turned on to his own heritage, his Greek heritage, when he first conducted Kodai's Galanta dances. And he thought, wow, if Kodai can do with Galanta dances something that is really this impressive, maybe I can do the same with some Greek songs and dances. And this is absolutely a musical riot. It's so much fun. The dances whirl, and you know, there's just a lot of very fun trumpet and clarinet playing that's very typically Greek.
Then you do indeed have a soloist for this concert, someone new to the orchestra, John Noel.
John Noel is from the same hometown that I am from in North Carolina, Henderson, North Carolina. And he's a couple of generations younger than I and is having a major career on the East Coast. And he's one of these people that has such beautiful phrasing, and he's a very passionate individual, has wonderful style. His Mozart is extraordinary, and we'll be doing the Mozart Piano Concerto number 21, the one that goes yum, ba-da, ba-da, and so forth. Really beautiful.
That's the only thing that I think people remember from the film Elvira Madigan.
I think you're correct in that, but it's somehow the name stuck, and it's become something of a marketing tool for us.
We talked a little bit about color, rhythmic qualities in the Greek pieces there by Karidiannis. And then you end with Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, certainly not a stranger to things like color and rhythmic vitality.
Tchaikovsky had this overwhelming struggle with what he called fate or predestination, and he wrote about it a lot in his music, and this particular piece, he ends up winning out. That's not always the case. It begins with kind of a questioning era, and there's a lot of struggle in it, but the thing that is so cool about it is he has in his second movement one of the most beautiful melodies ever written, in my personal opinion. It's for horn, and it is just glorious. And then the ending of the piece is extraordinary color. You know, it is amazingly, explosively beautiful and triumphant.
Music of Tchaikovsky, Mozart, Karidiannis. It's all part of Mozart and Tchaikovsky, the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra in Tilson Music Hall, Saturday, September 29th at 7:30. Our guest has been conductor David Bowden. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.